flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
There is a heat emanating off of the text line, 713-572-4610. As we were just going through the, you know, instances where you've been accused of something that you just didn't do in honor of Joe Mixon being accused of calling the referees trash directly.
I didn't do it. I swear.
And man, y'all got some anger and there's some mess in here, and I would like to give it its due, so I will do my best to find the time. But right here, I don't know if I got it for you. Actually, you know what? Maybe if we go through around the NFL real quick, we can give ourselves a little treat on the back end.
There we go.
Just a little treat of righteous indignation.
Sprinkles on an ice cream.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Just letting the people know about how our various listeners have been wronged by other people in their lifetimes. But let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Got extra game day tickets? Turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin with another Pro Bowler. That's right. The Texans previously only have 4 Pro Bowlers. They add a 5th today with a Pro Bowl games replacement. His name is Danielle Hunter. He has been elected to the Pro Bowl as Raiders defensive end Max Crosby dropped out due to injury.
Yeah.
So Danielle was the first alternate, and of course he immediately steps in. So that was something that we knew with him being his first alternate.
It was a possibility.
Like, possibility of him getting in. Thankfully, he gets in. So like I said, there are now 5 Pro Bowlers that are Texans. You have, of course, Nico Collins, Laremy Tunsil, Derek Stingley Jr., Danielle Hunter, and Joe Mixon. Those are the 5, and that is the most selections for this team since 2012, goodness gracious, when they had 8.
Yeah, and overdue, deserved. We all know that. Best thing of all, man, Texans fans, you got 2 Pro Bowl defensive ends with Will Anderson, who's going to, you know, obviously playing at a very, very high level.
Well, Will is one of the alternates as well.
Well, but so. What I'm saying is you got 2 dudes that are going to that are going to be around. I think Will Anderson's going to ultimately make it.
He'll have to make a Pro Bowl at some point. I feel like it would be.
Should be this year.
I was like, is there wood to knock on? Maybe that's if you are superstitious, knock on wood for me in that instance, because, you know, bad things happen at times. It's one of the reasons why nothing is a given, especially in the NFL. You want to make sure
you are set at the end position. I'll put it that way.
100%.
I'll put it that way.
100%. There's a myriad of statistics that point to that idea. Sacks, pressures, all those things.
They set. Yeah. To the point when I seen the news about Khalil Mack, I'm just like,
who cares? I was like, who cares?
Because
I
mean, usually people are like, oh, bring them to Houston.
It's immediate.
Like, we good.
I did the same thing, Figgy. I was like, I don't care.
Texans got 3 ends better than Khalil Mack right now.
Yeah.
How about that? Whole lot. They got so many ends that are better than Khalil
Mack.
Don't get me started
on Derek Barnett.
That's right. Oh, that was the one that you were going for? I was going to give Danico Autry a shot.
I know.
All right. Some other things around the NFL. We talked about this a lot yesterday as the Jags seemingly missed out on the dude that they thought that they had locked up in Liam Cohen, who is the offensive coordinator of the Buccaneers. Yesterday, it was said that, oh, man, he's going to return to the Buccaneers. Seemingly, he didn't like the setup of Jacksonville, and it stands to reason that was Trent Baalke's fault. Shad Khan took that personally. He went into Trent Baalke's office and said, hey, pack your stuff.
Yeah.
Because the Jaguar, I don't know if he actually said that. The Jaguars,
he might have,
and he probably should have, and he probably should have said it earlier. But the Jaguars have fired Trent Baalke, according to them, right? I think, and let me actually pull up the actual statement that they put out.
It was so interesting.
I can get you the jargon and the legalese and the things that they ultimately said. But in the statement, of course, they did the thing where there's a mutual parting of ways and such. But they're moving on from him. And that opens up the fullness of that job search. I think Robert Saleh is still pretty strongly implicated there. And Liam Cohen has not officially signed that
extension.
See,
that's where I was going
to
go.
I think today is when they're supposed to. Do you think that that's a possibility that the Jaguars can circle the block, manage to get Liam Cohen in there, and possibly actually make a good hire, much to the chagrin of everybody else in the AFC South?
Let me ask you guys both this, and certainly our listeners as well. I know it might be a bad look for Liam Cohen to say, never mind, I am going back. I'm going to Jacksonville. It might be a bad look, but you do it. I think. Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad look.
It wouldn't be a bad look.
Because he goes from Jacksonville, okay, I'm coming back to Tampa Bay, okay, now I'm going back.
To me, it would be a bad look if he got the Jacksonville job and then pulled the Josh McDaniels and dipped out. I think that would be a bad look.
And the Josh McDaniels thing, even that wouldn't be too bad if you're like, all right, I'll do it. And then 2 days later, you're like, I won't do it. Josh McDaniels, the real issue is that he got people out of their jobs to go there and was like, actually, I'm not going to show up with y'all.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Right? I thought that was the real big issue.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask, because I'm like, I think some people will criticize him, you know, for waffling and all that.
Well,
and,
but this isn't like a waffling. I wouldn't consider this waffling.
But my point is, I would do it.
This is in the face.
I would
of,
absolutely do
this
it.
This is in the face of new information. Like, the job changes incredibly, right? Like, not all money is good money, and it's real bad money if you're working under a general manager who seemingly does not make good decisions and would have some level of power over what's happening there.
And
it
that,
becomes very different, and now you are hired. Especially if you're hired in a way where they don't have a general manager and now you have input in who you can work with, who you can maybe get things done with, and maybe even have some personnel control.
Yeah, I think the Buccaneers will be happy for him regardless, like whatever decision he makes.
Yeah. And example number 7,864, if I'm keeping track correctly, of someone saying it was a mutual decision and it was not a mutual decision.
Hey, maybe somebody gave him a good reason to fire him.
There's never been a less likely mutual decision than Baalke and Shad Khan. A mutual decision.
Just imagine Trent Baalke like, you know what? This job ain't for me.
Yeah, Trent Baalke was like, I hate seeing you guys lose all these jobs. So I,
you know what?
Being a good steward.
Let's both agree to leave.
I care more about the Jaguars than my own employment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like people aren't wanting to work here. So you know what? I'll just kindly bow out.
Give me a break.
But yes, apparently, according to Jonathan Jones, who covers these things, covers the NFL for CBS Sports, that, you know, he's not shocked if the Jags do make another run.
They should, and I would take it.
Rick Stroud said that, you know, it's been reported that Cohen and there's a contract, or they're expected to have his contract signed today. But, you know, obviously things can change. And so we'll see how that ultimately goes, and we'll keep you up to date with it as we continue.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Around the NFL and with coaching hiring news, maybe not hiring, but the carousel, the Cowboys are in this very funny space where they fire Mike McCarthy, who was the head coach, and then he had been the offensive play caller the last couple of years with that team. And there's a clear question of who do you hire next? And Jerry Jones had been pretty, I mean, he took a while to even agree that he was not going to bring Mike McCarthy back on another deal. And so teams are moving on this coaching hiring, and a lot of people wondered, where do they go? What type of head coach are they looking for? Are they looking for a young, innovative play caller? Are they looking for a long time or like a retread head coach that has experience, like maybe even with like Super Bowl experience, almost like they hired with Mike McCarthy? And right now, it seems like the leader in the clubhouse is Brian Schottenheimer, who was previously their offensive coordinator the last couple years, but obviously not their play caller, and notably has not been a head coach. I don't think he's really super well regarded as an offensive play caller or offensive coordinator.
We don't know.
He was with the Seahawks during that time where they really ran the football. He's viewed very much as a run first guy, and maybe not necessarily fitting in line with, I think, what a lot of people view as a coordinator in the modern NFL. But he's been talked about. In fact, actually, here's Ian Rappaport discussing the case that can be made for Brian Schottenheimer, and see how if he's got a lot of excitement with the things that he's telling you.
To me, at the very least, this feels real. And so if I were to try to explain why this interview makes some sense, I would say one you just said, which is there have been plenty of times when Brian Schottenheimer, called Shoddy by his players, has been a hot head coaching candidate. He's got a really strong resume, not just as an offensive coordinator. I know people look at the numbers, but as a leader and someone who can keep up the culture that the Cowboys have. The familiarity would be there as well. For instance, if you are someone who likes Dak Prescott having a lot of success in an offense, you'd have a lot of continuity and some similar offensive schemes from before. For the Cowboys, I know we talked about this, Tom. There is definitely a thought that for Jerry Jones, he didn't maybe want to pay top dollar for a head coach. This probably wouldn't be that. It's at least something the Cowboys are exploring, and we'll see what direction it goes.
I don't know about this. It doesn't bother me. It's the Cowboys. But, you know, what culture? The culture is going to be the same. I mean, it's going to be the Jerry Jones culture no matter what.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, how is he going to have, like, okay, I'm going to put my stamp on things?
I love that the case. Well, yeah. I mean, supposedly, and I saw this yesterday, supposedly, like, there's players that do enjoy him. He is, like, a charismatic dude. However, we talking about culture, like, what we're talking about on the national scale, that started sounding like AI right there. We're talking about on the national NFL level of culture. We're talking about guys like D'Amico Ryans. We're talking about guys like Dan Campbell. When we start talking about culture, that's where I don't know that he's on those levels of this. I mean, it's not like he hasn't been available for opportunities. And I do love that of the things that were mentioned, he going to be pretty cheap. Mm-hmm. Like, that is one of the things that's running out here. He's not going to cost as much as some of these other people.
Even that, does Jerry Jones care about that?
He does.
You think?
Jerry Jones says that he doesn't, but Jerry Jones, if you look at the way that he's operated, like a cheapskate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he don't fire coaches.
He has not fired coaches. He's let them run out their contracts just from that perspective. Also, they have held a lot of their like salary cap over year to year where they talk about, like, I know Jerry Jones has specifically had the quote that I would sign. There's not a limit to the size of check that I would sign if it would win me a Super Bowl. And it's like, yeah.
Maybe. There is.
you can say that on salary cap, and even then that doesn't track. But you know what? Ain't no salary cap on coaches. Spend up, big boy. Where's the spending, dog? And it's not there. So, yeah. More power to the for the Cowboys. Keep doing that. Go ahead and do that. See if that gets you another win against the Texans. Oh, right. You didn't get one of those this year, did you? All right. As we continue around the NFL, should I circle back around to the NFL honors finalists? Because there's a lot of them here, and I want to do them their justice. But as we continue talking more about some of these coaching carousel, apparently the Saints, a job that I had completely forgotten about. Like, I know that there's some jobs out there now that we have the Jets job filled. We have the Bears job filled, both of those with Detroit Lions assistants. There's still, four jobs out there with Jaguars job, which we just talked about, that becomes a little bit more appealing with a quarterback in Trevor Lawrence and now free space in the front office to maybe mold that to what it looks like. You got the Raiders, which, gross. What other job am I missing here?
Saints and...
There's one more that I'm missing, and I can't believe that it's eluding me in this moment.
Raiders?
I mentioned Raiders.
There's one more that I'm missing in this moment. It will come to me. But, yeah, the Saints job is not one that feels all that appealing. You don't really have a quarterback situation that's good because the quarterback that you have, you've paid money to. I think we all are in a place where there's not really a belief, or there's a belief, at least there's a cap there. And speaking of cap, that salary cap is nasty. And it seems like the guys that the Saints are currently talking to, they've scheduled second interviews with, or they plan to schedule second interviews with offensive guys, Joe Brady and Kellen Moore for next week, which is interesting because I mean, obviously they had previously had Sean Payton as the guy, mm-hmm. as the head coach, being that offensive guy. They went to Dennis Allen, made him the head coach as a defensive guy, and now looks like they're going back offensively.
And they should.
Young offensive talent.
Because you have to make the most of what you have right now, because it's not, you're not going to have it for long, and we've talked about the salary cap and everything else. Joe Brady has always intrigued me.
He's had a meteoric rise.
He really has. And he was a young guy, obviously, LSU. And then
and he wasn't the offense coordinator. He was the pass game coordinator there in that 2019 football team that looked like one of the best football teams in college football.
But the thing about him
in, like, the history
is, like, everyone who's ever been around him just sings high praises. So make the most of what you can right now if you're the Saints with the offense.
Yeah, but those are the looks. It looks like that's young, talented play caller is what they're going for there. So we'll see how that ultimately lines up. And Brazil, we've talked about the international games. Brazil apparently is in discussions with the NFL about a long-term contract for international games. So this maybe might not have been a one-off. The NFL continuing to try and expand their web far across the planet and maybe have a yearly Brazil game. Now, I would hope that maybe they figure out, if they had that contract, a way to have the turf be good every year.
Oh, that's right. That was awful. That actually affected a lot of the postseason. We didn't know because it was the opening weekend. But either way, I love Brazil as a country. Boy, that is a big ask.
It's a lot of travel, but
that's,
I mean,
a big ask.
If that money come through.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
If that money comes through, especially as it feels like the money is going to come through for the NFL, not in the individual, but as if they can get the entirety of this international series, mm-hmm. what it feels like is going to happen is that's going to be sold as a separate package that they now then put an innumerable amount of billions, probably mm-hmm. millions or billions on that deal for the Sunday or morning slate of international games, because the NFL constantly finds ways to make more money. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody asked, because we were talking about Josh McDaniels earlier, they said, I promise you wish Texans would hire Josh McDaniels to run the offense. Don't think that you'd ever look back. And he thinks that would take CJ to another level. Do you agree with that sentiment? Like, Josh McDaniels has done a pretty good job running offense.
I actually think about that a lot, man.
But in New England, like, especially when you talk about in New England with Tom Brady. And I understand, like, maybe that's unfair to be like, well, Tom Brady's there. But, I mean, people were doing that to Bill Belichick.
He kind of did it with Matt Jones, though, at one point. Remember? Matt Jones had
I guess I'm on an island here. I would avoid him like the plague.
Just as a dude?
For CJ.
Just as a dude. No,
yeah.
Sometimes I think about, because we always talk about the Shanahan offense and the Kubiak offense.
He's the guy that says, do it this way. And CJ needs the exact opposite of that. He needs some say. We talked about
collaboration.
He needs some say. Yeah. He's the Bill O'Brien guy that says, hey, this worked in New England with Tom Brady. No Ooh. Bleep.
Why are all Bill Belichick's assistants like that?
Yeah, no kidding. With Tom Brady, it worked. I'll be dog.
God, they all stink.
I would avoid him like the plague.
I'm with you.
All right. I'm kind of worried. I was just wondering if he would do good in that type of offense, though.
Not more. Here with CJ, though. CJ is the thing for me. Like, he's smart. He needs a say. He needs collaboration, as you put it.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk to our guy, Andy Kalu. About the ending of the Texan season. Let's wrap that up and wrap up our series with Andy Kalu next.